SNC-Lavalin affair has been in the news a lot lately. But did you know that the SNC-Lavalin company is also involved with nuclear energy and waste management? The risks of being hot garbage grifters far outweigh the benefits for a very long time. This week, Dr. Gordon Edwards held a conference about that subject. Here, live by telephone, we have Dr. Gordon Edwards to tell us more. Hi, Gordon Edwards, and welcome to the show.
Good morning there, Sheila. How are you?
Very well this morning. First, tell us how you came to be involved with the study of nuclear waste management.
Well, actually, I was a graduate student getting my PhD in mathematics. I originally graduated in mathematics and physics, and I became the editor of a magazine called Survival, which had subscribers in 13 countries. And the basis of this magazine was that the human race was under threat from its own technology, and science and technology had a lot to do with this. And one of the biggest threats was all-out nuclear warfare, which could eliminate human civilization in a very short time. In a matter of hours, we could just set back the evolutionary clock by billions of years. So that was how I came to be involved in nuclear matters, really as a potential threat to the human race.
Next, tell us generally about nuclear waste. What is it and why is it a risk?
Well, the nuclear waste is due to the fact that when you release energy, whether it's in a bomb or in a nuclear reactor, you have to split uranium atoms or plutonium atoms. And when you do this, you get hundreds of broken pieces, fragments of these broken atoms. And these are all intensely radioactive atoms of a new kind, these broken pieces. They're called fission products. And they are so radioactive that a single fuel bundle from a CANDU reactor, which is about the size of a fireplace log, once it has been out of the reactor, once it's gone into a reactor and come back out again, it's able to kill any human being in about 20 seconds at a distance of 1 meter without protection. And that's because of all these radioactive human-made waste products which were created. And we don't know how to turn off radioactivity, so this becomes a threat that lasts for millions of years into the future.
What is the Chalk River mega dump site, and how does it risk Ottawa and Montreal downstream?
Well, at Chalk River, Ontario, there was a nuclear facility built there. The decision to build it was made in 1944 in Washington, D.C. It was a wartime decision related to the building of the first atomic bombs. And the idea was to build a nuclear reactor at Chalk River, knowing that every time you use a nuclear reactor, you produce a new substance called plutonium that can be used as a nuclear explosive. And in fact, plutonium is the main primary nuclear explosive in thousands of nuclear weapons around the world. So the Chalk River labs were originally built as part of the military program to produce plutonium. We, in fact, sold plutonium to the American military for bombs right up until 1975. Up until 1965, we sold it for bombs. And after 1965, we said, you can't use it for bombs anymore. You have to use it for something else, peaceful uses. So, but that's really how we got into the business. And at Chalk River, we have been accumulating all the radioactive waste from this experience. And it's now come to about $8 billion of radioactive waste liability. The question is, what do we do to store this safely for the next million years or so? And the mega dump, as we call it, is really the latest plan that involves SNC-Lavalin. And it's a plan that we are strongly disapproving of.
But
the plan is simply to pile it up on the surface about 1 kilometer from the Ottawa River, and that poses a threat to Montrealers because the Ottawa River flows right down through the nation's capital, right down to Montreal and joins the St. Lawrence River.
So you mean there might be radioactive waste in our water?
There will be if they abandon it beside the river, because it's going to remain dangerous for way over 100,000 years, to 100,000 to a million years. And they want to make a dump about 5 to 7 stories high, covering about 40 hectares of land, without any solid walls, And consequently, and it's right between a lake called Perch Lake and the Ottawa River, quite close. And it's a wet land, it's a marshy land, so that if you leave it there for 100,000 years, I mean, that's much longer than the Egyptian pyramids. It's going to find its way into the river. That's what nature does. Nature recycles things, especially things that are just left on the surface like that.
Okay. We can deal with that in some future talks and try to solve the problem of the Chalk River mega dump. But now let's address SNC-Lavalin. How is SNC-Lavalin involved in the containment and processing of nuclear waste and its products?
Well, SNC-Lavalin is an engineering firm. It quickly became one of the biggest in the world, and it has operations in about 100 countries, so it's a large firm. But it has had some ethical problems in the past. For example, they were banned in 2013. They were banned by the World Bank from bidding on any projects internationally because they had been guilty of bribery and corruption charges in several countries. So they're already under this ban internationally, and now they're up against criminal charges in Canada. Around that time of 2013-2014, the Harper government, the previous government before the Trudeau government, sold the entire CANDU portion of Atomic Energy of Canada Limited that was at that time running Chalk River. They sold it to SNC-Lavalin to own this profit-making organization of the, producing CANDU reactors. And later on, they also had SNC-Lavalin, along with three other multinational corporations as partners, take over the responsibility for looking after all the radioactive waste that is owned by the federal government. And that includes the Chalk River site is the main site. There's another site in Manitoba. They're going to be making about 2,000 shipments of radioactive waste from Manitoba to Chalk River. And all of this waste is going to be piled up in this mega dump that we mentioned before, and SNC-Lavalin, along with its corporate partners, is in charge of that.
So we know that SNC-Lavalin's scandal is about bribery and corruption between the company and the government. How is the SNC-Lavalin company connected to this with regards to nuclear waste management and energy and Chalk River specifically?
Well, there's not a direct connection in terms of bribery and corruption, although there have been some bribery cases very close to home. For example, SNC-Lavalin put out between $25 million and $50 million in bribes in connection with the McGill Super Hospital, and they're up in charges, the criminal charges for that here in Canada. They also used a scheme, SNC-Lavalin, to have illegal donations made to political parties by having their employees give donations and then they reimburse the employees. Well, obviously this is crooked, and the money had to be given back, and it was they pleaded guilty for that. So to put a company like that in charge of dangerous radioactive byproducts to protect the public, without a proper guidance, without proper policy, seems foolish, because we don't have confidence that this company is in the best interests of what's best for the public. They seem to be out for themselves more. And the difficulty is that the Canadian government, just as it trusts SNC-Lavalin to get off the criminal charges with a fine, that's what the charge is about what the Canadian government was trying to do, was to get them not to go to court. Well, in a similar way, the Canadian government is letting them deal with this radioactive waste in an inappropriate manner without any federal policy to guide them. So the Canadian government has not bothered to lay down a federal policy with principles, like, for example, do not put the waste near moving water, near a major river, for example. Do not abandon the waste. Put it in a form that future generations will be able to retrieve the waste and repackage it if they need to. Put it in such a form that it can be perpetually monitored and retrievable. Do not import and transport radioactive waste right across the country. Try to deal with it where it is, but in a suitable way. So these are principles that we think should be enshrined in a government policy that would lay down the law and tell corporations like SNC-Lavalin how they should proceed to do their job. Right now, they're being given a free hand, and they're using that free hand to our disadvantage, to the disadvantage of future generations. There's already, by the way, 137 municipalities that have passed resolutions against this mega pump, this mega dump. And that includes the city of Montreal and the 82 municipalities which are part of the municipal community.
In and around the Ottawa area?
In around Montreal.
Oh, in around the Montreal area, okay.
Actually, Ottawa has not done this. Ottawa has not passed a resolution against it. Most of the cities that have passed resolutions against this are, in fact, in Quebec, because Quebec would be the one most affected by this, mm-hmm. since that's where the water goes. It comes down, Quebec is right across the other side of the Ottawa River. So it's flowing right along the border between Ontario and Quebec, and it comes all the way down, as I said before, to Lake of Two Mountains, joining the St. Lawrence here at Montreal.
Is there a website where our listeners may look for more information and articles about nuclear energy?
Yeah, actually, there's more than one website, but our website is www.ccnr. That stands for Canadian Coalition for Nuclear Responsibility, www.ccnr.org.
Well, thank you for your interview today, Gordon Edwards.
Thank you, Sheila. Thanks for asking.
You have been listening to Dr. Gordon Edwards speaking about the connections between the SNC-Lavalin scandal and the Chalk River megadump site. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando, and you are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT.